This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All righty, let's do it. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Your host is Wayne Allen Root, but it is Tuesday, September 8th, 2020, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. My name, Lee Elsie. I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the program, sort of warm you up. And it's an extended warm-up tonight because Wayne Allen Root, well, he's been off since last week, right? He took a few days off to celebrate Labor Day, and he's back full force, guns blazing tonight at the top of the hour. So I will drive the bus through the first hour. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go down there in Texas again out to the entire country. I want to start with something that I've been holding on to for, I don't know, a couple weeks, 10 days, a couple weeks, because I didn't know how to present it to the entire country. Like, how do I quantify what I'm about to play for you? And then Candace Owens appeared. And Candace Owens, who I'm a big fan of, spoke to this. So I felt as though it opened the door up for me to sort of give you an idea of what she was talking about, because I have the actual audio of Joe Biden having a sit-down intellectual conversation about politics with rapper Cardi B. Now, I don't know one Cardi B song. Don't want to know any songs. Don't care to know any songs. I can't understand a word she says. That's just me. Not a fan. Never been a fan. Her lyrics, from what I understand, are downright disgusting, but that's a different conversation. So Joe Biden, because Cardi B has a number of Twitter followers, decides to pander, essentially, to that base, her fans, and have what I guess they considered an intellectual political discussion about some of the issues that are out there in modern day 2020. The actual conversation is well over 10 minutes, and I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't play you the full 10 minutes, but I do have to play some of it. So Cardi B and Joe Biden, a meeting of the minds.
Biden, let me tell you something. When you have kids my age, like the one my age, 2 years old, your schedule never go as planned. You know what I'm saying?
You're telling me? I got four kids, five grandkids. Come on. I'm an expert. I understand about kids. The most important thing in the world. They come first.
So, Joe, I heard you got some questions for me.
Oh, I do have some questions for you. First of all, I want to congratulate you. And what I wanted to know was, tell me, what's your main interest in terms of this election?
I have a whole list of things that I want and I wish and I desire for our next president to do for us. But first and first, let me keep it a buck. I just want Trump out. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like his mouth gets us in trouble so much. I don't want to be lied to. I don't want, like, you know, we're dealing with a pandemic right now, right? And I just want answers. I want to know when this is over. Like, you know, I want to go back to my job. I want to be able to go out.
She has no job. Her previous job was, by the way, stripper before she became a rap super icon. And didn't Trump for, I don't know, 6 months, almost 6 months, give you a 2 or 3 hour breakdown of what was going on every afternoon as it pertained to the coronavirus? All right, we'll play a little bit more of this.
I want to be able not to feel like I'm trapped in my home. But I don't want somebody to lie to me and tell me that it's okay to go outside. It's okay not to wear a mask. That everything is going to be okay. No, I want like a timeline of when things are going to get better. I want a president to tell me what are the steps for us to get better besides, taking precautions like with our masks and quarantine.
Now, just let me just stop this again for a second. This is the former vice president of the United States, senator, could be the president of the United States after November 3rd, having a sit-down conversation with this woman who literally cannot finish a sentence without saying, you know, or man, or okay. Now, listen, this is an issue with all politicians because all politicians pander. Even Trump, I know you hate hearing it, because Trump had a sit-down with Kanye West, who's another blithering lunatic. But I cannot believe that this is where we are in this country, where a former vice president has to have this conversation to suck up to a base. It's so insincere.
I need somebody to tell me, like, this is going to be over when we find this cure. This is why it's taking so long. This is why other countries are doing better than ours when it comes to this pandemic. I need somebody to tell me the truth, the hardcore truth. And also, I, of course, want free Medicaire.
Of course.
And this is why it's important to have free Medicaire. Mm-hmm. Because look what's happening right now.
Right,
you see what? We should have been having Medicare for a long time. Mm-hmm. I, of course, think that we need a free college education. That's second.
Right.
And I want black people to stop getting killed.
Ah,
and
okay.
No justice for it. I'm tired of it.
So she wants black people to stop getting killed, but only the black people that are being killed by police officers, not the 50 people that are shot every weekend in Chicago. That just doesn't matter. All right, so I have more of that audio, but I'm not going to torture you anymore by playing any more Cardi B. What I will do, though, is a direct response, a direct shot across the bow from Candace Owens, who is a rising star in the Republican Party. She's actually from my home state here in Connecticut. And here's her retort to the Cardi B sit-down with Joe Biden.
It is one of the biggest insults. If black Americans are not insulted by the fact that Joe Biden, who has been hiding in his basement, for the entire year, made an appearance to take him out because he was going to do an interview with Cardi B. Do we have nothing better to offer? I mean, this would be akin to Donald Trump saying, I'm going to give no interviews, but he came up and he decided to give an interview to Justin Bieber. Right? I mean, which I actually, Justin Bieber, I'm sorry, I know you're a Christian man, I don't even want to put you in the same boat as Cardi B. But it would be absurd. Right? White America would go, what is this? Why are you being interviewed by Justin Bieber? And it's because you're pandering, right? You're pandering. You look at Cardi B's Instagram, you see she has millions of followers, and you think, okay, this is an illiterate person, and if I appeal to this illiterate person, and she does, like she literally did in the middle of this interview. And they think she's cool. She's hip just by sitting here and taking this interview. Black people vote for me. It's basically saying, black people, you are stupid. You are dumb. And you're so foolish. I mean, did you think, what if she just said in the middle of the interview, Joe Biden, can you name one Cardi B album? No, Joe Biden, do me a favor. Just one Cardi B lyric. You couldn't do it. Of course he's not, because he's being handled, and they're saying, black people like this person. This is what they're into. And so here you go, talk to her. Same thing with Hillary Clinton, when she went in the Breakfast Club, and she said she had hot sauce in her bag, right? She didn't know what Beyonce's song that came from. One of her handlers said, say this, right? Probably got the questions ahead of time. Say this. Say you keep hot sauce in your bag. Right now, Beyonce's song is trending, and it's hot sauce in my bag swag. And she looked like a fish out of water and said it. It is demeaning. It is pandering. It is ridiculous, okay? And she asked pointedly ridiculous questions. I want lower taxes, but I want universal health care for all. She had no idea what she was doing, and yet both Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden made the time to sit with her because they believe black people are stupid. And black people that thought, yay, that's a win. No, it's not a win. It shows you that they still believe that you are so stupid that they couldn't find many of the amazing intellectual black people that we have in the world to sit down with and ask them tough questions. Interview with Condoleezza Rice, right? An interview with Larry Elder. Even if you want somebody that is a Democrat, that's fine. There are way more intellectual black Democrats you could have sat down with that you chose an illiterate rapper, because that's what she is. She's illiterate.
All right, let's stop it right there. So that's Candace Owens replying to Cardi B. So I'm sorry I played a lot of audio in this first break for you, but I thought it was important. I've been holding on to that Cardi B audio for like I said, a couple of weeks. Didn't really know how to present it. I could have just played it and said, this is just crazy. But I thought it would be a good contrast to hear her ramble and Joe Biden try to answer her lunatic questions. Or you hear a Candace Owens, who is a brilliant rising star again in the Republican Party, and somebody I hope, ends up throwing her hat in the ring when it comes to the world of politics. Speaking of the election, we're now down to under 2 months, less than 60 days until November 3rd, presidential election. Again, like no other, we have had this conversation over and over and over and over and over again. Is this the most important election of our lifetime? They always say that, and it never actually is the truth. But I can make an argument that the last two elections where Hillary Clinton fell short, and this one, you could make an argument that the actual direction of the country, whether or not we begin to lean further and further towards this socialistic quote-unquote utopia that the left really wants to bring to the American people, which we all know is a bunch of garbage, the idea of the importance of law and order is on the docket this time around as well. So there is a lot that we are fighting for: freedom, patriotism, the American way. Because what you've got from the super left, the ultra liberal left, is they want to tip over the America that you know, the America that you love, the one that's built on hard work, ingenuity, smarts, right? If you're smart and you're intelligent and you're diligent and you're relentless, you can get ahead. It doesn't matter what color skin you have. It doesn't matter what sex you are. It doesn't matter your sexual persuasion. Whatever it is that you want, you can achieve if you're just a hard worker. And I think that that is at the crux of what the election in 2020 is all about. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour here on the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie, filling in the first hour here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour, so I appreciate you sticking around, staying with me for the first hour here on these nights, and I always appreciate hearing from you guys. You can always email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. So, from the category of mind-alteringly stupid, a judge now temporarily bans Detroit police officers from using batons, tear gas, or rubber bullets and against quote-unquote peaceful protesters. Now, what exactly constitutes a peaceful protester? Is it somebody who throws a Molotov cocktail? Maybe? Is that a peaceful protester? Because, well, it only hit one of the other protesters and not a cop. If it hit a cop, would it then be not peaceful? You got to be kidding me. These cops are constantly under attack, and they're getting zero help from the judicial system. Zero. This federal judge granted a temporary restraining order barring Detroit police officers from using several tactics and equipment, including baton shields and less-than-lethal munitions. And they can't even use loudspeakers against the protesters. I don't know. Maybe you'll damage their ears. Maybe they don't like the music that you're playing. The request came from a protest group called Detroit Will Breathe. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to tell you guys anymore. I feel so bad for the cops who are out there. God bless you guys and gals who are fighting for us every single day, man. What you have to endure, what you have to go through, this mentality that somehow you are the bad guys when all you're trying to do is, in the end, keep people safe. They don't know what's going on. They just don't get it. And by the way, speaking of not getting it, are you ready for this one? California, the California legislature, passed a bill reducing penalties for oral and anal sex with children. I hate to break that to you. It's an ugly thing to think about. But California lawmakers passed a bill last week that would reduce penalties for adults who had sex with willing minor children if the sex offender is within 10 years of age of the victim. So if you're 18 and the victim is 9, they're reducing the penalty for that in California? This is absolutely sick. According to the bill 145, the legislation would exempt for mandatory registration sex offenders, a person convicted of certain offenses involving minors if the person is not more than 10 years older. Now, I get the argument if someone's 16 and someone else is almost 18 and they've been going to high school and maybe, you know, she's more mature or what. I get it. I don't agree, but I understand it. This is criminal. It's criminal. The measure would allow a judge to decide if an adult who engages in that kind of sex with a child must register as a sex offender if that person is within 10 years. What do I say to that? How do you continue when there are people out there, there are lawmakers out there that think this is okay? A 20-year-old and an 11-year-old. Think about it. A 20-year-old and an 11-year-old. Judge can say, well, no, that's not worthy of you registering as a sex offender. Until it's your daughter that's raped. Or your niece that's raped. Or violated. The bottom line to all of this is that we should not be closing prisons, shortening spans of detention for hardened criminals. We should be expanding it. We should be locking more hardened criminals up. We should be throwing away the key on folks who have committed rape, murder, other ugly, ugly crimes. Instead, we're going in the other direction. We're going in the other direction. We're lost. We are lost, 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 ladies and gentlemen. And you come across stories like that, and I don't know what to say. I don't even know how to comment, except that it's criminal. And I know you can hear me in California. I don't understand that. What is the rationale behind that? How can you sit there and say that passing that particular law, that one right there, and you just opened up a loophole where a 22-year-old man can violate a 13-year-old child and not have to register as a sex offender? It's criminal. You should all be held accountable for your actions. All right, I got to take a break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky saying it's time for the Senate to vote on a new stimulus package. Democrats, including Senator Patrick Leahy, say the stimulus package being put forward by the Senate Republicans just isn't good enough. Over two dozen people are dead in Louisiana from Hurricane Laura. Governor John Bel Edwards says a handful of the 26 deaths happened after the storm left the state.
Seven of these deaths have been related to storm cleanup, including people falling from roofs or being hit by limbs or debris. So please be very careful when you're working on your house or property.
The Democratic governor urging people to stay hydrated and cool while they work as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.
Tahibo Tea Club. Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You are listening, of course, to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. I want to talk about something that I haven't got a chance to talk into too much detail about, but I think it's important. You see, hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot was a lie that served as a battle cry for race agitators, resulting in violent riots and protests that plagued Ferguson, Missouri in the summer of 2014. Remember that, right? That baby-faced pictures of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old black man shot by the police officer Darren Wilson, flooded just about every media outlet constantly, and they created this illusion that innocence was executed in the middle of Canfield Drive on August 9th of that year. Remember? Everyone had hands up, don't shoot. The firestorm, of course, was created by Brown's companion, Dorian Johnson. He distorted the facts. He lied about the altercation, unleashing pent-up frustrations. Pent-up frustrations, legitimate frustrations, because the Ferguson Police Department was corrupt. There's no question about that. But it was all fueled by the mainstream media, and it caused the streets across the country to swell with protesters, ending up in violence. So the slogan, hands up, don't shoot, went viral. Everybody was doing it. In November 2014, remember? A bunch of members, four to be exact, of the St. Louis Rams raised their hands above their head, an action which was repeated later on that month by the Congressional Black Caucus on the House floor. Right? Hands up, don't shoot! With the facts still being investigated, everyone was eager to be a willing accomplice perpetuating this dishonesty. Hands up, don't shoot. It was a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It was a lie. So the investigation came. An extensive investigation spearheaded by United States Attorney General Eric Holder. Right? And the results were conclusive. And it was completely alternate to what the witness had told everyone. Brown wasn't assassinated. To the contrary, he reached into the police SUV through the open driver's window, punched and clutched Wilson, then grabbed the weapon, struggled with Wilson to gain control of it. What would he have done if he got it? Wilson eventually squared off against Brown, and then credible witnesses corroborated the officer's story. Brown was charging or running towards Officer Wilson when he was shot and killed in the middle of that street. It wasn't because he was black. It wasn't for no reason. It was because he tried to grab the gun, and if he had gotten that gun, he probably would have killed the officer and maybe some other people who were around him. So if you fast forward this insanity to 2020, Derek Chauvin, a white police officer, knelt on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes while Floyd, handcuffed, lying face down, begging for his life repeatedly. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Now, watching a man die on video is heartbreaking. And this police action, no question, was cruel and excessive and should lead to, at the very least, a manslaughter conviction against Chauvin. I totally agree with that. However, listen, this merciless lapse of law enforcement judgment should not serve as a spark that ignites a racial firestorm. It should not. This is not normal, right? What Chauvin did was wrong. We all admitted it. We all agreed. We all want to see him pay a price. But long after this incident, the city of Minneapolis is still on fire. In fact, most of it is left in ashes. Then additional information has become available for all of us. The autopsy conducted on Floyd found fentanyl and meth in his system, a combination of drugs known as a speedball. The medical examiner's post-mortem report showed Floyd had all kinds of different problems, including heart disease, hypertension, sickle cell, and COVID. Now listen, don't misunderstand me. Floyd did not deserve to die that day. He didn't. But canonizing this lifetime criminal, it's a mistake. Now, despite George Floyd being arrested 9 times, count them, 9 times, including a violent breaking and entering charge that actually resulted in jail time, apparently held a gun against a pregnant woman's belly, many out there saw something to gain politically from his death, spoke loudly about the virtues of George Floyd. What virtues? Right? National television covered the memorial live. Reverend Al Sharpton performed a powerful, moving eulogy. Remarks were given by Joe Biden, Congressman Al Green, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson, even the Houston mayor. And Floyd was actually buried in a gold-plated casket, believe it or not. And now the family has access to over $14 million donated to them through GoFundMe. So, here's the deal. Is that bogus? Is that fake? Is that BS? Yeah, it is. The guy didn't deserve to die, but the guy's not a saint. He's not an angel. And now we've got another publicized shooting of a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And like the others, what do you get out of it? You get more violence in the streets, more businesses being torched, more shooting, more rioting, more looting. It's just a terrible, terrible scene, one that we're seeing all too often. Now, the cops are reporting that Blake fought with them, wrestled with them, had one of them in a headlock, had a knife on him. He tried to gain access to his vehicle with 3 kids inside. Who knows what he would have done had he gotten inside? Nobody knows. He could have killed those kids. He might have grabbed his knife. Anything was possible at that point. Yet Blake's own actions go completely ignored, right? The media completely ignore the fact that he was violent. He was trying to hurt police officers. He was going for a knife. That is sort of lost in the shuffle somehow. That narrative is like gone. It's always a blameless victim. The NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball all canceled games. The Saints actually practice with Blake's name taped on the front of their helmets. Blake's criminal record includes a third-degree sexual assault felony, a domestic abuse, misdemeanor trespassing, disorderly conduct, and court records show a previous violent confrontation at a Wisconsin bar that led to a traffic stop, and a total of 5 criminal charges that came his way in September of 2015, including resisting a police officer, disorderly conduct, and 3 gun-related charges. This is not a nice guy. This is not a good guy. And the Saints are putting his name on their helmet because he had a knife and was resisting arrest and got shot by cops. Listen, he's not a victim. Floyd's not a victim. Brown's not a victim. Trying to make heroes of such flawed individuals damages any movement's integrity. You got nothing. Nothing. Whatever percentage of police improprieties exist, every single person out there wants to do away with those. Everybody. We don't want that. Nobody does. Even cops don't want that. And when we find bad cops, well, you expose them. But because a cop shoots someone in the line of duty who is resisting arrest violently, that's not a reason to make that criminal a hero. Period. End of story. Now, I know I talked about that last week here on the national stage, but I had to bring it up again because it just bothers me right, with Martin Luther King, Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, all the past folks of color who have brought so much to the table in a fight for, let's say, civil rights, the general sense of civil rights, and how far we have come since Jackie Robinson took the field, right? Since Martin Luther King marched. We've come a million miles. And to put these criminals up on a pedestal just blows me away. I just don't understand the concept or the mindset to that. Right? They're not victims. If me, Lee Elsie, gets pulled over tonight on my way home, and I don't know, maybe I got a broken taillight, and they pull me over, and they ask me for my information, and I become combative, and then eventually I'm wrestling with one or two cops, and I make a violent movement to go into my car for something. If I get shot and killed in that case, it's my fault. It's not the police's fault. It's my fault. It's my fault. And the overwhelming majority of police shootings are justified. They're protecting themselves or they're protecting the public, period. End of story. Now, the very rare cases where that's not what actually happens, and the police are in the wrong, they should be held accountable. And I think just about every cop out there will agree with what I'm saying. All right, let me take a quick break. I know I talked about that again last week, but I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it again. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
And I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection. And that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
A sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Ron Solomon owns MAGA Mall, great friend of mine. Anything you buy is guaranteed. And you know, because Wayne Root will put my foot on his neck. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR10, and you get 10% off the already low prices. Remember to get the quality MAGA products you want, the quality Trump products you want, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, V-T-H-E, magamall.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Let's give you a Wuhan flu update. It's been a while since we did a comprehensive look at what's going on Wuhan-wise, and I call it Wuhan. It should be the Chinese coronavirus or the China virus or the Wuhan flu, all of that. Because it pertains to China, and China is at fault, period. And we stopped talking about that months ago. Why? Why have we exonerated the People's Republic of China? All right, to date, 27,561,000 coronavirus cases, about 900,000 COVID-related deaths here in this country. 6.4 million people have it or have had it. And 193,000 people have had COVID when they die. So that's where we are right now. Some things going on as far as the vaccine front. So this is interesting because everyone is up in arms. I don't take vaccines. I don't take the flu vaccine. I'm not telling you not to. Got a big fight with someone today on my own show, in the morning show. I'm not telling you not to get a flu shot or not to get the coronavirus vaccine when it comes out. You do what you think is right for you. I just choose not to get a flu shot. I haven't gotten the flu in decades, knock on wood. So that's why I don't get it. But Pfizer now is saying that they do believe they're confirming late-stage coronavirus vaccine trial may have results in October. So Trump has actually been telling everybody the truth with this. People are saying, well, I'm not going to take it. It's just a November deal to get elected. No. No, no, no. In this case, I would disagree with that. So what they're fast-tracking isn't the safety of the actual vaccine. They're fast-tracking the law, the legal side of it. Pfizer's potential vaccine is one of three backed by the U.S., currently in late-stage testing, just in case you were wondering. The U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant has been working alongside a German drug maker. And in July, Pfizer released promising data as far as the early-stage trial. What they're trying to circumvent is the legal hassles that go along with some of this stuff. And if they can do that, then they're saying there's a chance they could get this thing out there late October. Okay, fine. I get it. If you're nervous about taking it, I totally understand that. I'm nervous about taking anything like that. I don't want to put any foreign substance in my body. So I understand totally, but it's not because they're not going through the protocol for safety. They're going around the legal aspects of it, if that makes any sense, to try to get it out there and mass produce. So we're not walking around with masks on our faces for the next 100 years, which I'm sick of already. By the way, the CDC listed the following as the top underlying medical conditions linked to coronavirus deaths. So if you have any of these or multiples of these, then you're in the danger zone and you need to really take precautions. The rest of us, maybe not so much. It's up to you. But, you know, why are you wearing a mask by yourself in the car if you're driving down the freeway? If you don't have any of these, is mind-boggling to me. But if you have influenza or pneumonia, if you're somebody in respiratory failure, if you have diabetes, which we've known from pretty much the beginning, if you have unspecified dementia, you're at risk. If you have cardiac issues, heart failure, renal failure, if you have any of those underlying conditions, then you're at risk and you need to take precautions. And yes, some people who have none of those conditions end up getting sick and dying. And by the way, I don't want to get it because I don't want to get it, right? We don't know long-term effects. You know, there are reports out now that it actually causes long-term lung issues or even heart issues. And I don't want this bug inside of me. So I do take what I consider necessary precautions. You know, and I make people happy by wearing the mask when I go in a store, et cetera, because that's the rule. But am I worried about dying? Knock on wood. I shouldn't say this. Because once you say something like this, you end up getting punched in the mouth. But no, I don't stay awake nights worrying about dying from coronavirus. So I hope you don't either. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that pretty much wraps it up for yours truly. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's been gone for what? Almost a week. You must be going crazy. You got Wayne Withdrawal. He's up next. Enjoy the rest of the show. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.